旧约圣经人物，李定武牧师主讲。第四讲，一件不可能的事，乃曼。今天的经文记载在列王记下五章十四节。于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Good morning, everyone.
今天我们思考一个大元帅，他叫乃曼这个人。
This morning we'll consider a person by name of Naaman, who is a victorious general.
我们看他怎么样的从一个大将军变成一个病人。
We see how he became a patient.
然后再从一个病人，让我们看到他自己觉得他自己是一个罪人。
And being a patient, he also realized he's a sinner.
最后我们看到他怎么样的，他的罪得到了洁净，怎么样的他的病能够医好。
Finally, we see how his sin was cleansed and his sickness healed.
我在做研究生的时代的时候，我最喜欢看的一个电视节目就是 Mission Impossible.
When I was young, one of my favorite shows was Mission Impossible.
因为让我们看到的很多是不可能的使命，怎么样，这一个队，这个团都能够把它完成。
We see that there are a lot of those impossible missions that this team could accomplish.
这是一个特级队。
This is a attacking team.
我们看到的这个剧本在写的时候，也很多离奇的故事、惊险的故事。
We see those plots were very dangerous, very wonderful.
这些队员冒了生命的危险，利用高度的科技来完成了这个工作。
The team members use high tech, all kinds of methods in order to accomplish their mission.
我很欣赏他们的勇敢，他们的毅力。
I appreciate their courage, their perseverance.
特别是他们的策划，他们的精明，他们在时间上各方面的安排。
Especially the way that they plan, the uncanny ways of their methods.
但是我对他们做事来办事的一些手段却深不以为然。
But I have trouble with some of the ways they adopting.
他们往往都是利用人性的弱点来攻击对方。
Often they explore the weaknesses of people.
利用人性的弱点，在对金钱、对权柄、对情欲方面的弱点。
They explore the weaknesses, human weaknesses of pride, of desire for money and fame.
使对方能够掉入到陷阱中间。
So they trap the people.
我们看到科学的进步是怎么样，很多以前不可能的事情现在可能可以办到了。
And we also see that because of scientific advancements, a lot of things that was not possible in the past now is possible.
但是呢，我们看到人的罪性并不是因为物质文明的进步而罪性就改变了。
And yet we see that human sinfulness has not changed because of our cultural progress.
反而让我们看到人的罪性是越来变本加厉，越来越坏。
In fact, we see that man's human nature has deteriorated.
最近二十几年来，一句话讲"科学万能，人定胜天"这两句话。
Often in the past, we have heard people saying that science can do everything, and man can overcome his environment.
我觉得这两句话，我们仔细来思想的话，是错误的话。
But we see that as if we think deeper on these, we know this is wrong.
人没有办法来救我们自己，来脱离罪恶的情况。
Because man cannot save ourselves from our sinful nature.
当我们看圣经的时候，神告诉我们说，在我没有难成的事情。
If we look at the Bible, it says, there's nothing I cannot do.
在人看来可能是不可能的事情，但是在神看来是可能的事情。
From a human standpoint, there are things that are impossible, but from God's standpoint, there's nothing impossible.
我们看到今天我们所看的故事的一个主角乃曼。
This morning we see this in this story, the chief actor is Naaman.
我们看到他是一个怎么样？他是一个有权柄、有金钱、有能力的一个人。
We see he is a man of power, man of wealth, man of strength.
但是有一件事情他却做不到。
But there's one thing he cannot do.
他得了一个绝症。
He had an incurable disease.
但是我们看到，当他来到神面前的时候。
But as we see, he came to the presence of God.
因凭着信心，他的绝症得到医好了。
By faith, his disease, the incurable disease, was cured.
我们看到第五章从第一节到十四节里面，我们可以从三段三个角色，我们来看乃曼这个人。
In chapter 5, from verse 1 through 14, we can look at this Naaman from three respective.
我们看到乃曼的第一个角色，让我们看到是第一节他在世人面前的一个角色。
First of all, we see in verse 1.The position of Naaman in front of people.
他是一个元帅，是一个威武的一个人。
He's a general. He's a brave man.
所以在社会上，当我们在世人面前来看乃曼的时候，他是一个大元帅。
So in the sight of man, he's a great general.
我们看第二个角色，他让我们看的是他隐藏在世人背后的一个角色。
But his second role was a role behind, the sight of people.
我们看到从第二节到第九节，我们看到他有一个不能告人的个隐秘之处。
From verse 2 through verse 9, we see that he has a hidden thing about him that he cannot tell people.
我们第三个角度是我们看到他内心深处让我们看到的一个角度。
For the third perspective was a perspective from his inner self.
是他的本性，罪性。
His sinful nature.
在扮演每一个乃曼在扮演每一个角色的过程中间
，as he play out his roles,
乃曼都遇到了那些似乎对他来讲是不可能做的事 ，impossibilities.
He encountered many impossibilities.
我们看他至少有三方面的 impossibility 不可能做到的事情。
There are three things he could not do.
我们看他第一个角色，让我们看到是他一个得胜将军所面对不可能的事情。
First of all, as a victorious general, the first thing he faced was an undeserving disgrace.
我们看到第一节讲到乃曼是一个什么亚兰王的元帅。
In verse 1, he says, Naaman was the general of King Aram.
我们看到第一节里面讲到他为尊为大，他是一个成功的人，是个有 power 有权柄的人。
We see in the first verse, he says, in the sight of his master, he's highly regarded. He's a successful man.
我们看到第一节还讲他使亚兰人得胜，他是一个得胜的将军。
Also, he says he gave great victory to Aram, so he's a victorious general.
不是每一个将军都是得胜的将军。
Not every general is a victorious one.
我们中间有一位谢伯伯，我们他是谢将军。
Among us, we have a general share.
我有一次问他，我讲谢伯伯，你一定打过很多的仗。
One time I asked him, says you must have been in many battles.
他是上海的防御司令以前。
He's the a defense
commander
of Shanghai.
他讲他是最后一个离开上海的。
He's the last one to leave Shanghai.
我讲谢伯伯，你打仗打得怎么样？
And I asked him, how are you doing in the battles?
他讲我仗打得很多，但是打得不好。
He says, I've been in many battles, but not doing very well.
所以有很多的将领，并不见得每个将领都是得胜的将领。
So there are many generals, but not everyone is a victorious one.
我们看他不但是为尊为大，是个得胜的将领，他又是一个大能的勇士。
We see also he's not only a victorious one, he's also a brave one.
在世界上每一个人来看这个人的话，他是一个十全十美、有权有名的一个人。
So in the sight of man at that time, he's a perfect man. He has power, he has fame.
是一个成功的人。
He is successful.
以前美国人都知道有一个教足球的教练叫 Vincent Lombardi 这个人。
We have all heard the famous football coach Vincent Lombardi.
他讲过一句话。
Once he said,
他讲 winning is not the only thing.
胜利不只是不胜利并不是只唯一的事情。
Winning is everything.
胜利是 最要紧的事。
我现在在这个社会里面，我们怎么样？我们要得胜，成功是一个怎么样？是一般世人所讲的是最重要的一件事情。
In our society today, to win is the only thing.
我们看乃曼让世人所看到的，他是一个成功的一个人，有权柄的一个人，有名望的一个人。
So in the sight of man, Naaman is a very successful man.
但是我们看到这一个高级的人，这个有名望的人，却怎么样？却有一个他隐藏的这一面。
But we see this man at high position, a high class man, he has his problems.
他得到一个有名的人、高级的人得一个非常低级的一个病。
A person in a high position, he got a sickness for of a low class sickness.
他得到了麻风病。
What he had was leprosy.
麻风病是怎么样？没有人要愿意接近他的一个人。
A leper, nobody wants to come into contact with.
我们看到这是在对他来讲，实在是一个很不情理的一个不合情理的一个羞辱。
For him, it's a very unreasonable shame.
一个得胜的将军面对了一个不可能的一件事情 ，impossibilities.
A victorious general facing an impossibility.
就是一个不合情理的羞辱，居然他得到了这种低级、肮脏的麻风病。
This leprosy is a low class sickness. It's often due to uncleanliness.
我跟你讲，世界上每一个人都有隐藏的这一面。
I tell you, everyone has a hidden side.
这个世界上没有一个人是完全的。
None of us is perfect.
你以为有钱、有名望就快乐吗？
If you think that you're happy because you're successful, because you're famous and wealthy,
你有你隐藏的一面。
You also have your hidden side.
我们看到第一节讲到亚曼的成功。
The first verse talk about the success of Naaman.
但是这边讲到怎么样？快完的时候，第一节完的，只是长了大麻风，非常有名、非常威武的一个人 ，but 怎么样？长了大麻风。
But at the end of that first verse, it says, "But he had leprosy." A successful man had leprosy.
这个只是这个 but 怎么样？非常的可惜，是美中不足的事情。
This but means it's a slight imperfection in the perfectness.
圣经告诉我们讲，世界上不但没有完全的人，而且是没有一个义人都没有。一个义人都没有。
And the Bible tells us there is no perfect man. In fact, there's none of us righteous.
在古时候，他们讲到麻风病，麻风病是怎么样？是表示了这个人有罪。
In the past, in ancient time, leprosy means that person has sin.
麻风病会传染的。
Because leprosy is contagious.
就好像罪怎么样？罪会传染的一样。
This is like sin. Sin can also is contagious too.
1985年，我在罗马的时候。
In 1985, when I was in Rome,
出家的时候最大的一个新闻，当我在意大利罗马看到电视的时候
，I saw on the TV there's a great news.
Rock Hudson 来到了欧洲了。
Rock Hudson came to Europe.
哎，我从小以前年轻的时候就看到那个 Rock Hudson 84，长得真是漂亮，这个人。
When I used to see Rock Hudson on TV, I saw him very, very beautiful, very handsome man.
但是当我看到 Rock Hudson 在1985年到巴黎的时候
，But when I saw his image in 1985 when he was in Paris,
从电视上面看到这个人跟以前完全不一样了。
His image on the TV was very different than.What he was before.
Rock Hudson 跟怎么样乃曼一样的，以前多神奇，多漂亮。
In the past, like Naaman, Rock Hudson was very, very famous, very handsome.
但是1985年，他到欧洲去，他是为了来医他最后的一线的希望，他的 AIDS 的毛病。
But in 1985, he came to Paris for the last hope he had of.Being cured of AIDS.
Oh, 我在报纸上面，在罗马的报纸上看到他的照片。
So in the newspaper, I saw his picture.
Oh, 他的面孔憔悴、苍老、瘦弱，根本好像跟以前是两个人一样。
His face is very worn, very skinny, and very old. It's entirely different from what he was before.
这样一个多少女孩子喜欢、多少威武的一个人，怎么样面对的这样一件 impossibility 不可能发生的一件事情？
This person who was so attracted by many women, so famous, now he faces impossibility.
一个不合情理的一个羞辱、一个 disgrace， 得到了 AIDS， 同性恋得到 AIDS。
A unreasonable disgrace.
最近我们看到那个多少人羡慕的 Magic Johnson， 那个打篮球的那个人。
Recently we heard about Magic Johnson.
多少的年轻人羡慕这个人。
He was admired by so many young people.
多少的男孩子、多少的黑人羡慕 Magic Johnson.
All these boys, all those black boys, they admire Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson 讲到他跟多少的女孩子睡过。
But Magic Johnson says he had, had sex with many, many women.
记者问他，你大概有多少跟女孩子睡过？
And when the newspaper reporters asked him how many?
记者讲2000-3000。
And he says 2000-3000。
他讲可能比那个还多，我记不起来。
Magic Johnson says I don't remember, but maybe more than that.
这样个在球场上多少人羡慕，在世人面前羡慕的这个 Magic Johnson Rock Hudson。
These people like Magic Johnson, like Rock Hudson, they're adored and admired by the crowd.
面对了这个怎么样不可能他解决的一个问题 impossibility.
But they face this impossibility.
得到了 AIDS.
They contracted AIDS.
我们看到就好像乃曼一样。
Just like Naaman.
乃曼得到了这样羞辱的一件一个病，是个麻风病。
Naaman had contracted this disgraceful disease.
我们看第二个。